from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another day, a very beautiful one in the presence of God. We thank God for this opportunity given unto us. We celebrate God. We return all glory back unto Him. 2021 is running out. Merry Christmas in advance. Santa Claus is in the country, in different locations, just to make this Yuletide a different season, worthy of celebrating. Joy will never cease in your life. It will never cease in your home. Children, I say Merry Christmas in advance. Keep on enjoying yourself. And to the fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters, I say, the power of His grace will shine more light upon our lives in Jesus' mighty name. It is done and settled. Brethren, today I want us to talk about delight. Light. Looking into the word of the Lord, we will learn more about light. Let there be light. What has been the purpose of the light in our life? We will learn more about that. And we will reason more, meditate more, and work accordingly upon it in Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are celebrating your birthday, the third day in the month of December, I say happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day. As your days, so shall your strength be in Jesus' mighty name. And those marking special days, I say happy moments, more happy moments in Jesus' mighty name. Every day shall be memorable, positive days in our life. That is done and settled. Looking into the word of the Lord today in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58 verse 10. Isaiah 58 verse 10. We are talking about the light of the Lord. And when we are talking about the light, you have your own light soon. And hear what the word of the Lord says in the book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 10. He says, "And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday." Wow. If you draw out your soul to the hungry, if you help the less privileged, if you give your heart, your food, your bread to the hungry, to those that are in need of it, so that they too will have desire, they too will have future, they will have focus, they will be able to concentrate. Those that are hungry, those that are famished, those that don't have hope, if you give them concentration, you open your heart to them, then you will have light in the dark. Brethren, let's think about this. Look at the people that the Lord blessed with substances, money, food. Those things are wasting away. Instead of having the less privileged, we oppress them. Brethren, as Christians, as lovers of God, we must not do that. We need to encourage others. We help them so that they will have desire, so that their own life too, we have rays of hope. And when you are doing that, you will be like a shining light in the dark. For doing that, there will be recognition, there will be hope, there will be this, and all eyes will be on you. Everything that you two you are doing or laying your hands upon will flourish, will glow, will shine. So, when the Lord created light, He gave us light. The light I'm talking about today is the ability, what the Lord puts in your care, something you can do without blinking your eye. Verse 11, the next verse say, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually." 58:11, Isaiah 58:11. "And the Lord will now begin to guide thee continually, and the Lord will satisfy your soul in drought, and make fat your bone, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose water fail not." Whose water fail not. Brethren, that's who you become. The Lord will always be your own guide too. The Lord will always guide you. The Lord will make sure that you don't lack. When you give yourself to them, He will give you plenty of everything. The Lord will make sure He satisfies you from every corner. The Lord will make even your dry places to give you water in full measure. Give and it shall be given back unto you. Brethren, in this Yuletide, the less privileged, those that cannot feed themselves, why don't we go out? No, let's go out. Let's do things. The rich will be given to the rich. The wealthy will be sowing into the wealthy's account. No, don't let us do that. If you want God to bless you, let thy own light. Thy light is what you are capable of doing. The Lord will strengthen everything that has to do with you. that has to do with your home, you become like a garden. Everything will be okay. Remember, we have many people that are philanthropists that are helping the poor. What happened? Their light shine. Let your own light shine as well, and it shall be well with you. That thing that you have, there is somebody in your area. There is that boy, there's that girl, there's that woman, there's that man that you can help. Shed your light into people's life, and it shall be well with you. Let me stop here today, and by the grace of God, I'll be coming tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say, enjoy divine refreshment of the Lord. You are blessed. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.